यसप्तहायनो बाल करणेकेन लीलया कथम विभद्र देरिवरम पुष्करम गजराडिव तोकेनामी लिताशेन पुतनाय महोजसः पितःस्तनः सह प्राणेह कालेनेव व्यस्तन। How could this seven-year-old boy playfully hold up the great hill Govardhan with one hand, just as a mighty elephant holds up a lotus flower? As a mere infant who had hardly yet opened his eyes, he drank the breast milk of the powerful demoness Putana and then sucked out her very life air as well, just as the force of time sucks out the youth of one's body. Hare Krishna. I'd like to take blessings from the senior devotees and all the assembled Vaishnavas. I'm not qualified to speak anything on this subject matter, but in the absence of the devotees, the authorities have ordered me to speak something. I'll try for my own purification. Please tolerate. Actually, couple of years back, there was a film in which one South Indian superstar acted, and after that, and the social media and everywhere, it's well spread out the joke, series of joke on that superstar. So it's, for example, they say that that superstar went into a 100 meter race. Obviously, he came first, but the second was sound or light. Kind of this type of jokes are spread around in this. So this is actually the inconceivability, unimaginable things, inhuman activities, what they want their hero to be like. So this all actually comes from Krishna. As we all are part and parcel of Krishna, we are having the same quality as what Krishna is having. So Krishna is possessing that quality of inconceivability. We actually are not possessing it very minute, but the people want their hero to be like the God, like inconceivable things he should perform. So in this couple of verses, it's mentioned the one is Govardhan pastime and Putana pastime. If you see in Krishna's all the leelas, almost he has killed the demons inconceivably. If it's unimaginable. If you see in Putna's pastime also, when he killed Putana, he was 7 days old. A 7 days old baby, if you see, it's so tender, so gentle. And it's hardly a 1 foot or 1.5 feet long baby. And Putana was, in fact, she came as a beautiful damsel. But when she was not able to tolerate the pain, she took the original form. And that original form, Prabhupada cites in Krishna book, that was 12 miles long. 12 miles is almost from here to Bandra. Such a huge body she was having. And imagine that huge body, how big will be the breast. And Krishna just sucked out the life air from that breast. And Krishna's lips, hardly 1 inch, that small baby. So it's actually inconceivable with our material mundane understanding. And again, the next demon Krishna killed, Shaktasur. That time Krishna was 1 year old. A 1 year old baby's foot will be hardly 2-3 inches. And that foot, and actually it's explained that Krishna was just kicking, he was kicking in the air as he was crying. He was crying because he was been left below the cart and everybody is gone. And he was crying for food, he was hungry. And he was, while crying, kids just kick in the air. Day before yesterday, that Navkishori, Radha Priti Mataji's daughter, she was playing here. And I was just playing with her and she got excited. And in excitement, she was just moving around her feet. That kicking. That is the child's play. Child usually kick in the air. So the Krishna was just kicking there, and at that kick just touched the Shaktasura demon, that cart. And cart flew high, miles up in the air. So that is the power, that inconceivable power Krishna was having. Then Prinavat, Prinavrat, he killed by becoming heavier than the heaviest. And he became heavier than the heaviest while preserving his own form. Kind of, he didn't expand himself. With the same 1 year old child, he became heavier than the heaviest. And Prinavrat was not able to control him and he just fell off. And there are many other pastimes of eating dirt. Eating dirt, Krishna, when he opened his mouth, Sudama Prabhu says that he shows picture in picture. So he just, Yashoda Mata was sitting in Nand Bhavan and she was able to see Nand Bhavan inside the mouth of Krishna. So that was the inconceivability what Krishna was having. And the famous pastime of Damodar, the month of this month. In the Damodar pastime, Mother Yashoda tried so much to bind him. She took so many ropes. She was having 9 lakh cows. Nand Maharaj was having 9 lakh cows. So she used all the ropes of 9 lakh cows and she borrowed from other gopis also and she used all the ropes, but that ropes also was not able to bind Krishna. Actually, Mata was thinking, in morning I made him bed and that time I made him wear the vest belt. It was not 1 meter also. And I made him wear that vest belt and he got bound with that vest belt. But by so many ropes, she is not able to bind. And in that pastime only, he liberated Nalakuvar and Manigriv. If you see, the bound person is not able to move also. But here, he is liberating. He is able to liberate the one who has been bound in the trees. Shri Govind Prabhu once in the Tuesday program, he spoke about this pastime. He said that if somebody has been bound with a mortar and the rope, and when he goes through the tree and mortar just stuck in between that, normally what happens? The rope rope breaks. Or if the person is not powerful, he'll get hurt or he'll fall. Or at the most, mortar will get break. But here the huge Arjuna tree, they were so huge. Nothing happened to Krishna, nothing happened to ropes, nothing happened to mortar, the trees went off. That is the inconceivability. And in Agasur's pastime, actually Krishna and his friends, gopas and cows and everybody, they just play and jumped in the mouth of a python. They didn't thought of anything that we are heading towards the mouth of the python. They just went into the mouth of the python, playing, jumping, all of them went inside. The best is Brahmaji's bewilderment. Brahmaji's bewilderment, if you see, Brahma is a very learned person. He is not an ordinary person. He is having 4 heads with all made up of intelligence. And with that intelligence also, he was not able to see the inconceivable power of Krishna. Actually, it's not Brahmaji's fault in one sense, if you see. The way he saw, actually when this pastime happened, all the Gopagans were having lunch. They used to take tiffin from house and they just sit on the bank of Yamuna and they used to take tiffin. And on that particular day, Madhumanga's mother had given him a pot of buttermilk. So what he was very fond of eating, as we all know, Madhumangal. So he wanted that charge, he didn't want to share that charge with other gopas. So he took that pot and went away in the forest just below the tree that nobody can see him. And he was drinking that charge. And while drinking the charge, suddenly Krishna was searching for him. He was just shouting, Madhumangal, Madhumangal. And he came near that tree. So Madhumangal saw Krishna coming, so he just gulped all the buttermilk. And while he was gulping all buttermilk, the mouth was full of buttermilk. It got swollen. And Krishna, when arrived, he saw Madhumangal, his mouth was full. So what is that? He just punched Madhumangal on his cheeks. And all the buttermilk went off his mouth. It came on Krishna's face. And Krishna just opened his mouth and drank that buttermilk. All over his body the buttermilk fell. and Brahma ji on the top is looking at this. He said, ये झूठा खा रहा है. अरे झूठा छोड़ो, झूठा प्लेट में से नहीं खा रहा है, सीधा मुंह में से खा रहा है. How can this person be a supreme lord? They say this is supreme lord. How can he be supreme lord? So he was bewildered. Then Dhenukasura's pastime. Dhenukasura's pastime also, it was a huge demoness. And demoness, that was the first hammer throwing match. In the Olympic we have this hammer throwing match. So there was a hammer throwing match. Krishna and Balramji, they just took the ass from the pit and just whirled them and threw them. And Kalia, if you see any performer of art or any dancer, if you see on the stage, they are very particular about the platform, the stage. They say it should be perfect, the wood should be, it should not be a cement platform, it should be wood, and kind of they are very particular. And here, Krishna is performing on the platform which is up and down and up and down, and he is also is jumping. And over there, Krishna is performing, and he is performing the dance, the beautiful dance on the hoods of Kalia. And normally, if you see any art, any performance of art, you won't see a strength in it. But here Krishna, and if you see strength, there won't be any art. So here Krishna is performing the art also, and he is showing his strength also. And it, one foot of Krishna was like an elephant's foot for Kalia. And he was not able to tolerate that pain. And forest fire. While hitting the forest fire, Krishna actually tells the gopas and everybody to close their eyes when he was about to eat the forest fire. Sudama Prabhu, recently we had his lecture. He said that mitti khai to hangama macha diya. Abhi aag khate dekhenge to kya kar lenge. Isliye sabko bola aag band kar do. So he told everybody to close the eyes, and he was devoured all the forest fire. And lastly, the Govardhan Lila. Govardhan Lila, he actually, as mentioned in this verse, he very easily and casually lifted Govardhan. He didn't require any biceps and six packs to show that he is able to lift the Govardhan. He easily lifted the Govardhan. As in that painting, if you can see, Haridas Thakur Prabhu has very nicely painted that. It shows that he is very easily is holding the Govardhan, and he is standing in the threefold bending form. It's not that he is just strength, he is showing the strength and holding the Govardhan. In the threefold, if you yourself stand on the threefold bending form, you won't be able to balance yourself. If you stand, for a while you can stand, but then you won't be able to balance. But Krishna is holding Govardhan with that threefold bending. And on top of it, on the other hand, he is holding the flute and is playing the flute and is enjoying. That is the power and inconceivability of Krishna. And he lifted Govardhan with his left hand. Unke liye baaye haath ka khel tha, he wanted to show. Normally we say that very easy work is baaye haath ka khel. And not for a hour or a day, for 7 days and 7 nights, continuously, without putting it down, he was holding that Govardhan. So it's very hard to believe all this inconceivability. Why? Because our mind are full with the false ego and all material desires we are having. That is why it's difficult to believe this inconceivability of Krishna. And Indra and Brahma also, same thing, they were having that false ego. So that false ego was not allowing them to understand. They were very well knowing that this is Krishna. But still, they were not able to understand the inconceivability of Krishna. But when a humble servant, when he has full faith and surrender to the Lord, he is able to understand. As the story goes of cobbler and the Brahmana, that simple-hearted, humble cobbler was able to understand that why not? Why not my Lord can take out elephant from the hole of a needle? From the eye of the needle. And Brahmana, with his mundane intelligence, which is supposed to be actually the instrument for the advancement in the spiritual path, but that same instrument, because of his false ego, became the hindrance on his spiritual advancement. Actually, I heard one couplet recently, a poet, Hindi poet had written, "Jukta wohi hai jisme jaan hoti hai, akad to murde ki pehchan hoti hai." So when a person is bending, that means that he is having a life. Otherwise, when he is stubborn, that is a symbol of dead body. So when we give up our false pride, then all the hindrance on the path of spiritual advancement goes away. And one is able to understand this inconceivability. Otherwise, as mentioned in today's verse only, Krishna is a Kala Purush. He is Kal. In Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says that he is all-devouring death. And 10.34 he says, and 10.29 he says, among the dispenser of law, he is Yam, the Lord of death. So he is the Kal, the time factor. And is mentioned that he takes away, sucks away the life air, that time factor actually sucks away, as mentioned in this verse today. Thus, in the case of powerful with demon Putna, Lord Krishna accelerated the time process and within an instant withdrew the duration of her life. So he actually takes away. And he is sadhunam, paritrana is sadhunam, vinashaya cha dushkritanam. He actually comes to help the devotees and destroy the demons. But then he seems that he is partial to his devotees. That if you see the pastimes and all the leelas, apparently it looks that he is partial to his devotees. But in Gita, as it is said, samoham sarva bhuteshu, he is equal to everybody. He is not envious of anybody. He was not envious of Putna even. If you see Putna's pastime, it apparently looks that Putna had come to kill Krishna. And Krishna actually reverted and he killed Putna. It looks like one enemy has come and enemy has been killed. But that is our understanding and we look at like that. But Krishna, he was compassionate towards Putna. He actually was able to see the service what she had come to offer Krishna. Putna had come with a ill mind that she wanted to kill Krishna. But Krishna was saying that she at least offered me her milk and she wanted to feed me. So that is how Krishna looks at it. And he awarded Putna the highest position as a nurse in Goloka. That is the magnanimity of Krishna. That is so compassionate, so merciful he is. Actually, when Putna was in Bali Maharaj pastime, she was the daughter of Bali Maharaj and she named Ratnavili. And when Vamandev had come to ask boon from Bali Maharaj, that time Ratnavali saw Krishna, saw Vamandev. And such a beautiful boy she admired and she was very fascinated by the looks of Vamandev. And she desired that, wish I would have able to feed him my breast milk. And that desire Krishna fulfilled in Putna's pastime. And he remembered that and he actually appreciated the service what she offered and gave her the highest position of nurse in Golok. So it looks that Krishna takes away, but that's his mercy. When he takes away also, that is his mercy. There is a verse in 10th canto, 88th chapter, 8th verse. Yasyaham anugrihinami harishve tadadhanam sanne tato dhanam tajantasya svajana dukha duketam. So in that verse, Krishna speaking himself, the personality of God, it says, if I favor someone, I gradually deprive him of his wealth. Then relatives and friends of such poverty-stricken man abandon him. In this way, he suffers one distress after another. So if you see in general, the devotees of Krishna are not so wealthy. They are little poor or hard work. They had to work hard for their earning, and they are not that well to do. Because it's mentioned, Krishna says himself that he takes away, he bestows his special mercy, he takes away all his material belongings. Why? Because he sees that this material, when the devotee surrenders to him and the devotee wants to serve him, he sees that this material possessions what he is having are a hindrance in this path of devotional service. So he takes away all that material possessions and he puts him in distress. When he is put in distress, he calls out for Krishna and he surrenders more to Krishna, and that's how he advances in spiritual life. So that is the special mercy given by Lord to his devotees. Actually, Krishna doesn't want his devotee to suffer, but he actually takes over all the karmic reactions of that devotee, and he accelerates that his karma, and he wants to finish off that karma and take him back home, back to Godhead. That is how he bestows the special mercy on that devotee. How can Krishna can see his devotee suffer? In Chaitanya Charitra 4.192, Krishna says, Mahaprabhu says, Diksha kale bhakta kare atma samarpan, sei kale Krishna tare atma sam. And when Krishna, sei kale Krishna tare kare atma sam. And when at the time of initiation, when devotee surrenders to the Lord, surrender to the service of the Lord, that time Krishna actually accepts that devotee as he himself. Forget about the mercy and everything. He accepts that devotee as he himself. How can he make him suffer? It is not possible that he can make someone suffer. He accepts that devotee as he himself. So if you see in Prabhupada's lifetime also, if you see, Prabhupada was struggling materially, if you see. He was having his factory, his medical factory and all. He was producing all chemicals and medicals and all, but he was struggling. And slowly and gradually, Krishna facilitated Prabhupada that he was not successful in his business. And slowly and gradually, if you see, that he was being deprived of his wealth, and slowly and gradually his relatives and friends and his wife and everybody left him. And they were not supporting him in his devotional service, and he had to leave his house. Prabhupada actually once mentioned also this in conversation about this, that Krishna actually facilitated him that he was able to do all wonderful things, inconceivable things that no one could have done. So when actually if you see this mercy, special mercy of Krishna, it's Prabhupada actually mentions in the purport also that it is like when the mother is taking care of a child and child doesn't want to go to school, she just sends him to school. So she is depriving that child from happiness in one sense, apparently. But that is ultimate good for the child, that if he goes to school, learns something, and it's good for his future life. That is why she is. And if you see in recent times also, when the mothers, they see their kids when they are using these gadgets and phones and that overusing of gadget, mothers has to take away that thing. And a child is crying and he feels that, why mother is not, I am happy with this, I am enjoying this, and mother is taking away it. But that is the ultimate good for that child. that he has been deprived of that thing. Yeah, and recently we have this WhatsApp group for our counseling group, and somebody asked the question in that group that we share this all every day. One devotee asks the question and others answer, so that way we keep in touch. So one devotee asked the question that what is more difficult to obtain, hell or spiritual world? The answer actually has been given by Srila Prabhupada in 7th canto of Bhagavatam. Prabhupada writes in the purport that going to spiritual world is much more easier than going to hell. You see, that if one wants to go to hell, he must acquire so much money for illicit sex. He has to go to brothel and he has to arrange for the money for meat eating. He has to arrange for so many slaughterhouses. For gambling, he has to arrange for casinos and hotels. And for intoxication, they have to open many breweries and everything. So clearly there is, wants to go to hell, he must endeavor very much. But if he wants to return home back to Godhead, it's very easy. Anybody can do it. Anywhere, anybody can do it. He can just sit and meditate on the Super Soul and he can sing the names of Krishna and the holy names of Krishna and hear about Krishna. And slowly and gradually, then by doing Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Prabhupada mentions that, and he can reach back home, back to Godhead. So it's very easy to go home, back to Godhead. But if you see the other side of it, this is Krishna, Prabhupada has explained about the person who is experiencing. But if you see from the Lord's side, when one is going to hell, his karma and everything is looked after by Maya Devi. And Mayadevi is 24/7 just actually attracting that person, that he gets attracted to the material things and he falls to hell. But on the other side is Krishna, who is all powerful. And Krishna wants all the living entities back home, back to Godhead. Because he is the Supreme Father. He doesn't want that living entity to suffer in this material world. So he is actually willing that all of us come back. So he facilitates. He gives the facility when it's our job that we use our free will, which has been given by Krishna, that we go towards him. And if we don't go towards him and we go away from him, then Mayadevi is always ready to trap us. So when Krishna's energy, Mayadevi, is against Krishna, the all-powerful Shaktiman is in front of Shakti. Obviously, Shaktiman will. So that perspective, if you see, it's up to us that we just come to Krishna and Krishna will take care of all our karmic reactions. So that's what actually, if you see, when Krishna takes away, as it's mentioned in this verse, that he takes away the life of Putna, he's giving the special mercy to Putna and all the demons which he killed in Vrindavan pastime. And similarly, he is bestowing all mercy to all of us who has come to ISKCON and in Prabhupada's association and the devotees' association. So when we surrender, when we hear from the devotees and when we listen this subject matter and when we sincerely surrender to the service of the Lord, then he will take care of all the karmas which we are suffering in this material world. Hare Krishna. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.